From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you go into the supermarket, you can bet on getting a bad case of food sticker shock. Now, after flooding in the Midwest, analysts say the prices of staple foods like milk, meat, and veggies will go even higher. So what's happening to people who can't afford fresh foods? Economist Dr. Julianne Malveaux has some info for us. She's the president of Bennett College. Hi, Dr. Malveaux.
Hi, Farai. How are you today?
I am doing great. So, you know, sadly, we've seen this tragic flooding in the Midwest. But financially, how will these natural disasters that hit Iowa, which is the land of corn, and other states affect the rest of the country?
Well, Iowa is our nation's breadbasket, and all kinds of prices are likely to go up because of that. Corn products. We think someone might be thinking, well, gee, I don't even eat corn, but corn is used to feed cattle. So you're looking at beef, you're looking at pork, you're looking at a number of things. We can expect, you know, in the last 5 months, we've seen food prices go up about 6%. That's about 1% a month. Some foods have gone up more than others, and we can expect to see that continue. And already, I mean, people especially on food stamps, but, you know, lots of people are having to make food choices that are very uncomfortable, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's going to continue to be the case for the next several months.
I was totally shocked. I mean, I have to say I went into the supermarket and I was buying some stuff recently and I was like, wow, this is really out of control. But I have the means to buy a healthy diet. What about people who don't have a lot of money? Because a lot of times the freshest foods are the most expensive ones.
Well, Farai, that should be a concern for all of us. The levels on food stamps we really need to look at, because if someone has a food stamp allotment that's $80 to $100 a month for a family of four, you just went to the supermarket, so imagine. Milk is more expensive, eggs are more expensive, all the things, cheeses are more expensive, all the things you think are important for feeding young children to make sure that they have bone density and all of that. Fresh fruits and vegetables. I mean, this is the summer is usually a better time than other times of the year. And people should therefore think about shopping seasonally. In other words, you went to the store with your heart set on peaches, and maybe you're going to have nectarines or apples. That's kind of the choices that people have to make. You went to the store thinking you were going to do iceberg lettuce. Well, maybe romaine is a little more manageable. But really looking at shopping to the sales, shopping to what's plentiful, hitting some of those farmers markets, and sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not. You know, when I was growing up, my mom was raising five children on one income, and we used to hit farmers markets at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, people were prepared to, you know, almost give the stuff away. They didn't want to take it back. And we never had a Christmas tree before Christmas Eve, because we get the Christmas tree Christmas Eve and it will be cheaper. And those are the kind of compromises that a lot of people feel uncomfortable making in an era where everyone thinks they're supposed to have what they want and they're supposed to have it right now. But for people on a budget, those are the kind of compromises that they're going to have to make.
We actually did a story, you know, it was over a year ago on our show, and we went to a farmer's market in the West Adams neighborhood of Los Angeles, and it is one of the very few farmer's markets that takes food stamps. So it sounds like something like that might be worth investigating. But, you know, we're not just talking about people who have very little money, but middle-class families are also being hit. And one of the things I want to ask about is basically, what choices are people making? Because, you know, in our community, we have a lot of obesity, a lot of high blood pressure. Sometimes, you know, people are now trying to get into organics, but organics can be significantly more expensive than, you know, conventionally grown foods that are grown with pesticides. So at this point, what are we seeing with, you know, the choices people are making about buying things like organics?
I think a lot of people are avoiding organics. They're just more expensive. If you put the bananas side by side, the ones that are organic versus the ones that are not, you're going to see a difference of 30 to 40 cents a pound, if not more. It's worrisome when you think about the fact that the fast food people are pushing their stuff, and we're all victims. I confess, I just had a Subway sandwich, not a commercial, just what's closest.
But, I understand.
But, you know, the foot long is $5, and I can eat half and give half to somebody else, whereas, you know, going somewhere to get a salad is a little more challenging. So with the fast food being pushed at bargain prices, people have to consciously say, the guidelines from the Department of Agriculture are 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. And that only means spending more money for rye, but it also often means spending more time. Especially when you're looking at inner cities, what you have is a situation where you may not have a supermarket nearby, so you've got to either carpool or something to get to the grocery store. And that means that people who are trying to be careful are being hit two ways. One, they're being hit by food prices, and then they're being hit by gas prices.
You know, I think about things like, you know, we would have like red drink in the summer. It wasn't even like, you never called it by its flavor. It was just like red drink. And then, you know, it's so much cheaper than fruit juice. And, you know, I wonder if this is also going to impact, we saw an impact on school lunches, on the quality of school lunches, but I wonder if it's also going to impact things like summer programs.
You know, I think it is, and it really does reinforce, again, the notion of having to be careful. I just sent someone over to our cafeteria, which isn't bad, but today they have some rice thing and some pasta thing. I don't know what's a function of cost. I'm like, where's the salad thing? So I'll be walking over there later on today, but I think all of us who are dealing with budgets are being forced to say, you know, how do we cut corners? And the cutting of corners often results in choices that are not necessarily the most healthy. And so we have to be much more conscious than we ordinarily would about health and about what we need in the course of a day, in the course of a week, to constitute a healthy diet. No one is going to get clogging in the arteries because they had a hamburger and french fries once a week. But what are they having the next day? What are their other meals like? Where are the fresh fruits and vegetables? It really does raise questions, I think, in terms of economic justice about what's available to people in inner cities. I don't understand why so many supermarkets have avoided our inner cities, but in doing so, they've left people with the choice of the corner store, where, you know, trying to find a piece of fresh fruit in a corner store, you know, is like trying to find, I don't know, gold in a dollar store.
Well, you know, in addition to all of this, you know, we've talked with our nutritionist, Dr. Rowe, about how you shop, the best way to shop for health is around the perimeter of the grocery store where you have the fruits and vegetables and everything that's fresh. You know, what kind of deals? I mean, are there any ways to shop smart and shop healthy?
There are. Again, I think that you go to the store with a list, but the list might be more general. So opposed to going to the store to say, I must have this kind of fruit, go to the store and say, I must have fruit. There's always a sale going on. There's always something that's going to be plentiful. And so the issue is to be very flexible about what you're purchasing. And don't take your kids. Because
it's like, I want candy.
Well, and then when you go to check out, of course, you know, they've got all these goodies sitting there and the young people really want them. But you can shop the perimeter wisely if you're not too rigid. The issue is some form of flexibility. It also makes sense if you have access to use the internet and to look at the circulars that generally come out on Tuesdays for the Wednesday sales. So if you're able to look at the circulars and then plan your menus around that, you know, Wednesday they start with all the things that are on sale. But really, the budget conscious customer, whether they're low income or middle income or even upper income, you've got a certain amount of money in your budget for food, you're going to have to start looking at shopping the sales.
Now, when we pull back again to this big picture of what's going on in America, we have talked about how corn being used for ethanol has actually driven up the price of food. We've talked about the flooding. We've talked about how gas prices actually affect food prices because of the transportation issue. Is there any good news? Is there anything coming up that might help?
No. Not in the short. In the shortest of runs, there really is. And I think in the medium and long run, there are some things that people can do. And I think that people can begin to learn to be more conscious. But I don't really see good news on food. As I said, 1% a month increases in food prices is a lot. And if we see that to continue for the course of the year, which it looks like it will, we're talking at the end of the year about people paying 12% more for food than they did a year ago, which means a quart of milk or something that costs a dollar is going to cost $1.12. That doesn't seem like a lot if you're doing okay financially, but if you're if you're pressed, that's a lot of money. Additionally, it just seems to me that some of the things that are just so important for children, milk and eggs and cheese, are things that are a bit more expensive. Some of the proteins, there was a piece in the Times yesterday about people on food stamps, you know, what kind of compromises they're making. So canned meat, processed foods, these are things we really like to ask people, especially people who have any kind of those, what I call black people diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, with the salt content, the sodium content. These are things we want to ask people to avoid, but those are things that become more affordable.
Just quickly, do you think there'll be any changes in government policy to try to deal with some of this?
I think there should be. I think that the Congress is still debating the budget, and I'm hopeful that some of the people, Congresswoman Waters, some of the others, Congressman Scott, who are on committees that have to do with hunger and poverty, will look at ways that perhaps we could supplement the food stamp budget just a little bit so that we're recognizing the fact that the dollar just doesn't stretch as far for our lower and moderate income people. I think clearly there's been a conversation going on in Congress about gasoline prices, oil and gas prices. While I don't agree that removing the tax is the right thing to do, it may offer us some small temporary relief. So it seems to me that there are conversations, that the message that Americans are feeling battered, people don't know where to turn. There's just too much going on around budget, around finance. I mean, to layer this over one more, Farai, we also have this very high unemployment rate. We have more people who are out of work. We have young people who expected to work this summer who aren't. So their parents are being forced to figure out ways to spend money to keep them entertained or watched.
Well, we have to stop now, but as always, Dr. Malveaux, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was author and economist Julianne Malveaux. She is also the president of Bennett College.